Bank of Cardiff, this is Soraya.
Soraya, James Hodge is calling from Cannes Capital and Recorded Line. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, calling in regards to Hoffman Food Management.
Yes.
Got your email.
Okay.
Miraculously, they score better.
Okay.
So for deal purpose, we should be able to make an offer. Now, the problem is we received a letter.
It looks yes.
Like our collections department has got the file.
What yeah, I actually was told from my boss to send you guys that letter because we got that letter. And then I almost feel like, I talked to the guy called in our line yesterday and I talked to him. I didn't mention the letter to him, but I'm thinking about calling him back and being like, are you aware that the guy that you're working with for your IRS issues is sent this letter to us? Because I don't even know if he knows that that letter was sent. I think he probably signed some paperwork with that guy because I looked at that guy's company and that guy works with people that need to figure out their IRS balances and get kind of a payment plan going with the IRS. So he probably signed something with that guy and then that guy is kind of taking liberty to contact his outstanding loans and such to try to, I don't know, make his IRS case stronger. I'm not really sure.
Okay, here's the case. We're not really concerned about liens on businesses until it gets above $130,000. He's well under. At this point, it looks like he's about $88,000. But the letter puts us in jeopardy because it says that they're about to levy him. So that's the only thing that really concerns me. Now,
okay.
On top of that, we've left several messages because, again, we want to do whatever we can to help him out. So we've
agreed
to split to drop the payments. But he has not returned our asset management director's call.
Okay.
So, and we've sent him an email. He's not responded to that email. So I'm kind of in a quandary as to how to proceed with it.
Right.
We could go ahead and push the deal and just say that the merchant is using the money to pay off IRS. I don't know what, I don't know how to go with this.
I know. It's odd. I was surprised to hear from him yesterday when he called. He just called our operator line, and I was surprised because I thought once we got that letter, I thought maybe that meant, oh, I've seen this before, like we're not going to hear from him anymore. But then I looked. I'm like, okay, he's paying. He's actually made, and his banks are good and everything. I almost feel like maybe he's not aware that of this. I mean, maybe he is, but from what I looked up about that guy's business that he's working with, that financial company, it seems like he probably signed something with him and gave him some kind of, freedom to do what he needed to do. But I can call him and ask him, like, hey, we got this letter. It's kind of putting a halt on our abilities to do things like, I don't know.
Let's do that. Find out what the outcome of that is. Meanwhile, let's get three good banks. And I'm going to tell you right now what I'm concerned about on the banks is I see that last month when we told them no,
mm-hmm.
I see that there was some shopping out there with competitors.
Okay.
So I'm looking to see if there's any competitor pulls or deposits, which scares me.
Okay.
That'll be a definite no.
Okay. So I think we have banks, but I could get maybe get an August month to date. Would that help?
Do we have through July?
We should have through July. Let me just pull Hoffman's. You know what? I don't think we had a full July. So maybe get a full July and an August month to date. Would that help?
Yeah, get a full July and an August month to date. Meanwhile, I'm going to do some nosying around with our asset management division.
Okay.
And see how they're feeling about it.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I mean, if I can get an okay from them, I don't have a problem presenting an offer.
Yeah.
Because he scores well now. He looks good on paper. The only thing that hurts them is that letter.
Yes, I know. And it was just one of those things where we're like, okay, well, we got this letter. We have to, send it to Can. And, and I don't know if he, I just don't know if he realizes that that kind of is hurting him. I don't even know if he knows.
Well, it could be something where he's just making out a payment agreement with them. And that's fine. As long as we can verify that he doesn't owe them more than $130,000.
$130,000, okay.
So far, it looks like on the credit profiles, it's about $88,000, which should be fine.
Okay.
But what scares me is the fact that the letter says that they're getting ready to levy him.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Gotcha. All right, I'll get some information. Is your number, let's see, 678-303-1398?
No.
No.
Reach me directly at 888-673-7641. Extension is 3649.
3649. Okay.
Right. And you can just email those banks over to me.
Okay. All right, I'll give them a call.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.